It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story we ran over a year ago.
My name is Glenn Auerbach, and I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I've created Nice Mug.
And the idea for Nice Mug came about totally by accident. It was on one of those freezing winter mornings in Minnesota when Glenn went outside to his backyard and he picked up a jug of water that had frozen overnight.
Nature freezes water in a jug from the outside in and from the bottom up. So you get kind of a hockey puck type freeze at the bottom, but there's this really interesting cavity that freezes last, and that's an iconic shape.
And that shape was a glass, like the kind of glass you would put on your dinner table, perfectly formed, made of clear ice.
So being the resourceful people that we are, with a beer in our hand, we poured a beer in and Nice Mug was born.
I mean, can you say USA any more clearly than a cold beer in a glass made of ice? Anyway, the first thing Glenn did, naturally, was to take the ice mug into his backyard sauna. And it held up pretty well until, you know, it melted. So then
I started messing around with different molds and different ways that we could freeze ice. So,
and as he experimented, Glenn came up with a plastic mold that seemed to do the trick.
But it was a massive challenge for me to make clear ice. And without clear ice, you get leaks, and leaks are no fun.
The leaks actually come from air bubbles in the ice. And Glenn tinkered for years to come up with a mold that would make a mug without the bubbles. And finally, he nailed it.
It never leaks, and I'm really proud of that.
The way Glenn's mold works is pretty simple. Fill it with water, freeze it overnight, then pop out your own ice mug. He's now selling molds all over the country, and just a couple years ago, some executives at Coca-Cola in Egypt actually called him up and said, hey, we want to use Nice Mugs in one of our ads.
Yeah, it's quite a rush. You know, the biggest beverage company in the world, making Nice Mugs, putting Coca-Cola in there. We just had a great time.
Business has tripled since we last spoke with Glenn, but Nice Mug is still a side hustle, and he's still assembling and shipping the molds from home. Eventually, he does hope to quit his day job as a salesman, just not yet.
You know, if we could send our kid through college with the proceeds for Nice Mug, well, I couldn't be happier.
And if you're wondering how long the ice mug actually lasts in your hands before it melts,
we can have Nice Mugs that last like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I mean, I suppose the one thing that's cool about Nice Mug is when your ice is melted, you're done drinking.
That's Glenn Auerbach of Minneapolis. He's the founder of Nice Mug. And if you want to learn more about Nice Mug or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're up to.